This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When you look at Antifa and you look at some of these groups, these are violent people. We'll have a little bit more here in a sec. Michael, you know where he's trafficking. He's trafficking in this part of the Republican base. It's not fair to call it the Republican base, although that's what it is now. But I think, in fairness to you,
Trump voters.
The Trump voters, he's trafficking in their conspiracies.
Yeah.
And he touched Antifa. An issue in Portland, Oregon. Okay, I will grant you that. And in some places, but this is not a giant issue.
This reminds me a lot of his reaction, initial reaction to Charlottesville. This desire to talk about violence on the left as somehow equal to or perhaps greater than violence on the right.
Rationalize violence.
Right.
I think he just wants to rationalize violence.
And
would you support a group that uses racial slurs like the N-word? Would you support a group that hits women and disabled veterans and attacks minorities and transgenders? Would you support a group that intimidates the public with weapons of war? What if that same group had been caught lobbying explosives into a crowd of innocent people? I wouldn't support that group, would you? This has been a public service announcement from Infowars.com.
Antifa!
TV viewer, you saw it. Radio listeners missed it. Just footage. And we have some more in D.C. where the woman's like beating the guy in the face and finally hits her back. This is all part of this brainwashing. It's like LARPing. Now, that's not D.C. It's a larger blonde-haired chick. And she's hitting the guy.
Right. Well, that was Goldilocks. I forget what they call her. But she had tweeted out before she went there. What was she called? Moldilocks. Yeah, that was it. She had tweeted out before that, I'm going to go get some Nazi scalps. Now, That guy, I think that's Nathan Domingo. He is an alt-right dude. I don't want my sister going to fight Nazis.
Yeah, but pull up the one in D.C. where peaceful people, and the one guy's saying, hold back, let her hit you. And then she keeps hitting the guy over and over again, and he finally clocks her. We showed it earlier today, guys.
Remember when we were young men? You never hit a chick. Like, women didn't fight. It wasn't part of their vernacular.
Oh, but when I tried to get into Trump's inauguration, when I tried to get into there, it was women up front with Antifa behind them trying to block you so it would look like you were attacking a woman. You'd like, excuse me, and they'd hit you.
And then they'd scream, you just hit a woman! You go, I can't tell, you had a mask on. What are you doing at a brawl? Like, you know in the 50s, the rumble seats, and they'd go have a big rumble with chains and stuff? Women were at the sock hop with the poodle skirts. They weren't going there.
Hey, guys, can you a favor? I'm not telepathic. I can't see the calls in there. So just put the calls up here on screen for me right here. That's awesome. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to take two segments of calls. The Hagmans know every once in a while I preempt. Then you get a 30-minute break. We're going to meet. Then you're going to go back on the war room, and then you're going to get out of here. But we've got Gavin McGinnis here with us. Tell folks briefly about the fundraiser. You're not involved in it. It goes right to the guys attacked by the Antifa professors, and the police supported them, and they're now trying to put them in prison, so they've got to be defended in New York.
FundTheWest.org. Nine Proud Boys are facing serious prison time, serious charges, and a total of $350,000 of lawyers' fees. And this is because a simple case of self-defense was totally politicized by the media and the DNC. These kids were set up. These are blue-collar guys. They work in roofing and construction. They got jumped by Antifa. They fought back, and God forbid they won. Sorry, someone defended.
And it's on video. They got attacked.
That's the craziest part of this whole thing.
We've been playing just the fight that was 20 seconds. There's them coming to the event, going "F you" and trying to strutting up and everything. And it's all there. They come looking for a fight. They attack. And the crime is you're supposed to just bow down and say yes, meth head. Yes, meth head. Beat me up, meth head. I mean, my God, boys, you're in the wrong department, you little meth heads. Going to get your asses handed to you. We'll be right back with your calls.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Guinness is our guest in studio recently. Van, we're taking your phone calls right now. You got some big news you teased me with last night. You teased me again earlier. You don't want to say it all on air, but you're getting ready to file a major lawsuit against one of these Democratic Party labeling groups. And you've got folks that have previously worked with these groups. These are very high-profile, real liberals that are about to help you take these folks on. Because now these groups are anti-Israel, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-free market. And then they have the nerve to call you a Nazi, so they've gone a little too far.
Yes, and they talk about collusion. They are the ones colluding. They try to make it look separate, right? Oh, Twitter banned you. Oh, this guy called you a Nazi. But when we, and I think it's time to start suing the SPLC, Google, Twitter, and get discovery. Because when we get discovery, we start seeing meetings, we start seeing emails, and they start saying things like we've been talking about this whole show.
Well, there's such criminals.
Where you have 1,000 articles about you at the same time. That means that was planned. Sorry.
Well, they publish the same minute, which means they all agree, so they don't all send publicity. It's like, well, I don't know, you don't break it first.
Yes. So
just hinted at who you're suing.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of John Does in there, but there has to be SPLC, ADL, Google. They all need to get into the court system. We need to drag them into the court system so we can see evidence of them planning these coordinated attacks, because it's a concerted effort to smear
the problem. They're so belligerent and such liars that they get up there and lie about things that are admitted fact. Like, we don't track you when you turn it off, even though they admit they do. You just can't use the function. So we also need to have them prosecuted for lying.
Yes.
I mean, they've got more power than the NSA. Now they're allied with the left, and you know they're filling all the tech companies with the SJWs. They have a contract with the SPLC and Soros, so they put their people in charge, and they have your personal data. How creepy is that?
Well, I think what's happened is...
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. The Democratic Party has your data. The Democratic Party has their little political officers. The Google's moving into the former Stasi building in East Berlin.
We're living in a country where everyone is using these encrypted apps now to communicate because they're so scared of being spied on. It's Stalinist. How many times have you seen someone with their computer with the little bit of tape over the camera? What is this, Czechoslovakia under Stalin? How did we get here?
Well, you launched the whole hipster movement, and then it's a monster you hate. But, I mean, I launched, it was in documentaries 18 years ago that I had a cover over webcams. And then now Comey says he does it, and Google
Zuckerberg does it.
Yeah. Well, of course. Because that's what they're doing to you. Hell, what about taking these devices into your house, like the Alexa and the Google Assist? They admit they're watching.
Oh, I'm at the point now where I talk to the FBI when I talk to people, because all the lawyers in the Proud Boys case say, call me on a burner phone. I don't want you talking about the case to me because your phone's tapped. So when I'm on my phone, I go, hey, FBI, surely you're seeing at this point that I'm a pretty good guy, right?
You don't get it.
Are you starting to like me?
You're not listening.
There's a lot of good jokes going back and forth here. Do you think I'm funny at least?
You're not listening. You're not listening, Gavin. These are social climbers. They have like 8 different CIAs. There's 18 different intelligence agencies. The FBI has probably 5 groups. Most of the FBI are dealing with kidnappings and bank robberies and missing kids. They're good people, good men and women, or Islamic stuff they're not even allowed to go after. They get in trouble when they do. They have special units like New York, dude. and other areas that go after you. They don't care you're a good person. They hate you because you are. Understand?
Yeah, good point.
So these are compartmentalized. They go, oh, you're saying the FBI is a criminal. No. It's like Trump said, the 35 angry Democrats that are running his persecution. It's a cabal, dude. It's a clique. It's a gang. Now we're going to phone calls right now. You're great Americans for holding. Thomas Paine, the great state of Texas. You're on the air with Gavin McInnes. Go ahead.
Gavin, proud of your boy.
Proud of your boy.
Gavin, I just want to say, I won't take up too much of your time, but Alex is preaching wisdom here, brother, and we need to be listening to him. We don't need to be hiding in the shadows. The Antifa and these liberals, everything they touch just turns to stone. They kill and destroy everything. Right now, Proud Boys and other brothers, we don't need to be hiding out in the shadows, waiting in the weeds, and it looks like we're capitulating to the left, everything we're doing, because we're not out, you know, promoting our charities, getting out to events, because everybody's scared to be seen with what we're doing. Our chapter.
Notice how the fallout work. Gavin's not bad. Hey, say the group's not good. Say you're standing down. We'll go good on your guys. And then they see the weakness. They come in. They shut him down so they can really set you up. And now you.
Yeah, well, Thomas brings up a good point. We don't want violence, so all Proud Boys have been avoiding doing any kind of rallies or charity work. They don't want to do charity work because they know there'll be a fight and it'll hurt the NYC 9.
But you can't let the enemy take us off the streets. We just say, this is BS. They attacked us. It's bull and attack. Believe me, the only reason I'm still here. And the few times I didn't attack is all of our problems. We're in the right. Leave it up to God.
Yes. Well, here's a million-dollar question. So the commies always ruin everything, and then people get mad, and then they elect someone super far-right to fix the problem, like we're seeing in Italy now. We're seeing it all over Europe. We saw with Brexit. But sometimes the bad guys win, and there's no fight back. Like, look at Iran. It never recovered from the revolution in 1979. Look at Russia. It's not. It didn't bounce back from the commies. They stayed communist. So it's likely that we will eventually win and have truth and justice. But there's also a possibility that this place becomes
we're going to win
Venezuela
because we're the real liberals.
Yeah.
And people think, well, you're a liberal. Yeah. More guns. More freedom. More. By more, I mean I run my damn life. I don't hurt you. I don't want to commit suicide. I'll never commit suicide. But if I want to, then I'm allowed to. I'm into freedom. So get used to it. But these control freaks can't deal with it. Thomas, anything else?
I just want to say that I am the proudest of Proud Boys. And I'll tell you, we promote America. We promote charity. We put our disabled veterans, our homeless women and children above ourselves. That's who we put our charities, that we number our charities. That's what we do. That's what Proud Boys are about. They're about putting ourselves behind the people who need it more. And that's what we need to get out in the face of people and show them what we're all about.
I agree.
And,
but Thomas, you know the little secret that what you're doing only makes you stronger. So
they hate that.
This is what men are supposed to do.
We were down in Texas for the hurricane. Was it Hurricane Harvey? And
that's right.
Handing out water.
Oh, they're so scared of a fraternity of men that's inclusive of all groups. Standing up, that's the meth heads are scared that men showed up.
And so there was a group photo, and they had guns. You need guns when there's a hurricane going on. There's danger there. It's a dangerous environment.
Yeah, there's crocodiles.
The story became the Proud Boys went down to Texas to hunt looters. And you know what really pisses me off about that? This is someone sitting on their ass, on their couch, texting about someone who got in a car and went into a hurricane to help people. So you're not doing anything. I'm not talking to you, Thomas, the people criticizing. You're not doing anything. You're sitting on your couch, and you're criticizing people who are out there trying to save lives. And it goes back to this thing I've always said. The less you accomplish, the more you trivialize other people's accomplishments. These people are mentally obese, and they see other people
out
there
the story.
Trying to do good, and they go, "Hey, you're a bitch, you're a Nazi."
Thomas, that's a great point. God bless you. Great point there. I remember being 18, out of high school, and my parents had moved to another house, and it wasn't as big as the house they had. And my mom had bought some Oriental rugs, and she's sitting there to my dad, "Yeah, I moved this here, moved it there." And I said, "Mom, I think these look stupid." She goes, David, get him out of here by this weekend. And I was thrown out that week. Like, my mom was really nice, too. It was like, time to go. She gave the order. I was gone. And it wasn't like my mom was in charge of everything. It was just the fact that it was like that genetic thing. Like, the mother says, kick the son out. He's gone.
Yeah, it's almost and it like was, you I was literally
telling
channel.
Her what color washing machine she could get because I wasn't running my own life. And that was the she would put up with me being in jail or fighting or being an a-hole. But when I started telling her what the house should look like, it was like, dude, she goes, David, he needs to move out. He's his own life.
That could be in a nature documentary, like the mama grizzly bear sees the cub say those carpets look stupid. And then that's when the mama grizzly knew it was time for the cub to leave.
I did bring in the girlfriend that she didn't like and who hit on my dad once in front of her.
Whoa.
Oh, this girl was amazing. But she didn't like her.
That's either. Balls.
Yeah, it's like, so that was a bad thing. So that was also a little icing on the cake, but that was a little, well, how do you get thrown out of the house when you're 18? Bring your girlfriend over that hits on your dad. That will get them thrown out quite quickly. More calls straight ahead, and then we've got Hagman and Hagman coming up. Always loaded for bear. Infowars.com. The enemy hates it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest,
best for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you don't want to get into this, because I want to take calls, and we've got, I don't want to walk on the great folks.
Very underrated song, by the way, Eminence Front.
No,
used in a lot of car ads. That whole album is seen as a catastrophe. I think It's Hard is one of the Who's best albums.
No, not great, but we got Hagman and Hagman coming up, who are awesome guys, always big news, but I want to take these calls, but briefly, you know, I saw the metrics in studies online that of the three biggest shows on CRTV, it was Levin, you, and Steven Crowder neck and neck. And then in comes Glenn Beck, because what, your three shows had more viewers than the other 50, 60 hosts combined. Magically, you had to go so the incredibly unpopular Glenn Beck could skate in. And then Glenn Beck's all over everywhere, you know, ninnying and virtue signaling and candy-assing around. He likes Gavin. It wasn't him that did it. I hope you aren't buying that load of BS, buddy.
That was a sweet gig I had over at Blaze TV and CRT. It was really fun, too.
And then, you were at Blaze TV for one day, but Beck merged, you got fired. Beck has nothing to do with it. It's like lightning strikes you and your eyeballs burst out and blood comes out of your mouth and you die. The lightning striking had nothing to do with it. Glenn Beck taking it over and one day later you're fired. It had nothing to do with it. How about I punch you in the face? Here, let's go together. I already asked permission for this. I'm not going to hit you hard.
No, I didn't say the face.
No. Okay. Hey, this has nothing to do with you getting hit in the arm. That's
a good punch,
no,
dude.
That was a baby punch.
Do you box?
No. Get me back right here.
Okay.
I want the real deal. That was a baby punch.
I'm going to see if I can swivel the hip.
Full power. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's do it again right now.
You know what I was doing?
Come on. Let's do a real one here. I'm going to give you just a baby one.
Ow!
All right, come on. No, that's good. Now, come on.
That felt like being shot.
Give me back. Okay. Get five of them. You get five now.
Oh, I got five?
That hurt.
Okay,
he hit me harder later. Oh, God. Okay. The first one was not that hard. I would have offered you five. Do I get one more now back for that? Oh, my God. I want to do this one hard.
Ow!
Anyway.
Ow!
That felt like fire.
No, you beat the hell out of me.
Oh, that's burning.
No, you barely hit me the first time. Jesus, those others were really bad.
Well, I've got a little brother, so I think it's not just about the power. It's also about getting the knuckles right where the...
No, I was like, okay, that one hurt a little, but now I'm okay. And you just knocked the hell out of me. So that's a little harder the next time. Oh, my God.
I can still feel the exact shape of your knuckles right here.
No, there's no knuckles left. You feel that one. They're all gone. See the tendons? Yeah. You ever seen that?
Ew, what's going on there?
There's no. Look, here's a document cam. There's no tendons. Document cam right here.
Gross.
No tendons. They're all gone. There's one time a guy's nose stuck right there. The whole bone. I punched him, but unlike a karate movie where it goes in the brain, it came out into my hand. It was sticking out all purple. It was all purple. Whole nose bone.
What do you mean? The cartilage? His nose bone?
No, his nose bone stuck in my hand.
That is disgusting.
And then it got really infected and pus poured out of it for like 3 months. I thought they were going to have to cut my pinky off.
I got punched in the nose so hard once that my entire nose was under my left eye.
Wow.
So when I went to touch the nose, it was gone. So then I started looking all over the ground trying to find my nose because I assumed someone had whacked it off with a 2x4 and I need to go to the hospital to get it put back on. And then I was like, oh, it's up here. There she is.
That was a good bonding thing, though.
Yeah. Well, see, that's Proud Boys are called violent because they have these beat-ins where you have to name five breakfasts.
Which are pretty nice, but they're not hitting them that hard.
We used to do that all the time. In high school, if you farted and you didn't say safety, we all got to be, or burped, we all got to beat you up until you could name five chocolate bars.
And obviously, you're not hitting them full power. I mean, I've seen the little ritual.
Trying to kill anyone. No, you just, well, there's a lot of good techniques.
Tell you what, I'm joining Proud Boys, even though you're not the leader up anymore. Go ahead and initiate me right now.
Okay.
All right, we're going to initiate for TV viewers right now. Go ahead. All right.
So you have to say, I'm a proud Western chauvinist.
Don't hit me as hard as you do the arm.
Just, okay.
All right, here we go. I'm actually scared. Okay, go ahead.
I'm a proud Western chauvinist.
I'm a proud Western chauvinist.
And I refuse to apologize.
And I refuse to apologize.
For creating the modern world.
For creating the modern world.
Okay, you will now name five breakfast cereals. One, two, three.
Captain Crunch! Fruit Loops! Mini Wheats! Regular Bread! Okay, I'm done.
Was that five? I was concentrating on my punches too much.
Oh, I can't remember another one. Jeez. All right, I'm done.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
You know, I'm gonna give the Hagman at Hagman.com 10 new shows. They're so honored to do it. We got to take these calls. But we'll let them come in and take over, too. But they're sitting in the wings there, and they're just awesome guys. Hagman and Hagman, we're going to take a few calls and come to you next segment. But I've now been officially initiated in this terror group.
Yep. You're now second-degree Proud Boy.
Okay.
And my
I like how you didn't hit me very hard the first time and hit me a lot harder later. That's a little sneaky.
Yeah, cool hustler. You're a mark.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Johnny in Ontario, Canada. You're on the air with Gavin McGinnis. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Gavin.
Hey,
no
dude.
Turkeys on the French line this time.
Yes, sir.
Turkeys in Parliament. Okay, Gavin, come on, man. I was really scared when I seen you come on there because you looked like a broken man, but I think Alex has been good for you. Like, I see a glint of the pirate coming back.
I agree. Okay? Did beating on me make you feel better?
Yeah, it did. It really did. Your accent's making me homesick, by the way, eh? Johnny's got Johnny Ontario's got a 2-4 under his arm there.
Hey, back about the hockey season.
Soon, I spent some time in Canada, and Zaphod's and the Penguins.
Oh, yeah, Zaphod Beeblebrox. My band Anal Chinook used to play there. They tried to charge me for a broken microphone. That's the deal. Yeah, I appreciate your support. And it is time to fight. But, you know, when your friends are facing years in prison for defending themselves, you get to the point where you think, I fought the law and the law won. Now,
honey smash.
That doesn't mean I don't want to go to court and get some discovery. Maybe that's my future. Maybe my future is lawfare, raising money to sue these people. I don't know, man.
Honey smash.
What is honey smash?
That's the fifth one. I forgot. You gave... You were beating my ass. I can't remember the fifth one.
Right. Oh, okay. So he just became confirmed now. But thanks, Johnny.
My code name is Honey Smack. Let's go to another caller here. Thank you, Johnny.
That's his S&M.
Alex in Montana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Just show my support. You know, Gavin, I'm really sorry about what's happening to you, and I really feel for you, man. And, you know, I don't really know what to do. I'm out there with signs and I'm telling people about the censorship.
Brother, that's it. You spread the word. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm spreading the word. I talk to people. I tell them about you guys, you know, and I do what I can.
You know, there's a good site called Proud Boy Mag. I think the URL is officialproudboys.com, and it has a compendium of all the myths that are said. And every time they say, you know, the FBI says you're a hate group, on Twitter, you should just link the person saying that with the article that debunks that myth. I mean,
yeah, no, it's a literal frothing George Soros funded Nazi collaborators posing as a Jewish rights organization saying that pro Israel people are Nazis. What, that's called fraud.
Alan Dershowitz is a Nazi. I even heard at the last Ben Shapiro talk, they said Ben Shapiro's hate speech facilitates synagogue shooting. He has a yarmulke on his head.
Listen, I don't play the race or religion card. My ex-wife is part Jewish. That legally makes my kids. That's their thing. I didn't even think about it. The idea that I hate Jews, I'm not going to say I don't because it's not true. Hagman and Hagman straight ahead. They're loaded for bear. We'll jam a few more calls. I think we'll ride shotgun with these beauties. They got their own show they host every day as well. We don't have to hear me running around like a maniac. By the way, I'm going to knock you in the forehead in a minute.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of Mason iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I've got two apologies to make. Number one is to all the callers that are holding, but we got a lot of phone lines, so I apologize. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get your call. In fact, blow up the phones tomorrow and tell people you were on there, Marcus and Griffin and James and George and Chris and Riss and Darren and Pete. I promise, front of the lines. We got to get Hagman, Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman, great, smart guys, father and son, to break down what's happening. HagmanReport.com. They're taking over. Gavin, in about 30 minutes, you're going to be on the first 30 minutes of the war room, and you're jumping on an aeroplane, one of those other scourges of Western civilization.
Yeah.
and flying back to New York. But, hey, chin up, buddy. I had a lot of fun with you. Just keep it up, brother.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I know they've been, you don't want to get into an air, they've been harassing your wife and family and coming to your house, just like Tucker Carlson.
And that's what they do, you know, and that's frustrating. But it's the prison sentences that are really freaking me out. I mean, this is the
bunch of meth heads attack you on video, then you go to jail.
Yeah, people are going to jail for defending themselves. This is a new level. That's beyond harassment. This is now the justice system becoming social justice warriors.
Well, it's great having you here in person. It's been amazing. Let's now go to even just as amazing folks, the Hagmans. Take it away, gentlemen. Thanks for letting us take over.
Hey, Alex, thank you. Mr. McGinnis, thank you so much. By the way, does this mean that we're Proud Boys by proxy? Can we get in on this? Or,
yeah, PBBP, they're called.
Well, they pointed out, I didn't even do the fifth serial. I was so, you can't think while you're being punched. It's obviously Lucky Charms. So now it's done.
I was yelling at it.
What do you always say? Lucky, go ahead. Okay, now it's official. Okay, I didn't cheat. Lucky Charms. So do it.
There you go.
Full power. I'm about to get you. Upside your full head. Sorry, gentlemen, take over. We're going to take over. Go ahead.
No, it was great. It was great. And, wow, powerful segment indeed. And thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be here, by the way. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, support InfoWars. Support their fight against tyranny. We need to do this. That's right out of the gate. I want to say that. A lot of things to get into. But by the way, Proud Boys by proxy. I just have to say that again.
Makes me want to come in there and start whooping on you on camera. Well, gives me an excuse to do so.
I'd be a bloody stump. I'm telling you. I get this, which is why we don't go in studio with InfoWars, because, you know, you just. But no, I'm kidding. Again, powerful segments. But what we got here today, right now, I just want to jump in real quick here with, we got a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on. Of course, we've got Clinton whistleblowers set to make explosive allegations here this week. Three Clinton Foundation whistleblowers are going to speak out today. Explosive allegations, this according to Mark Meadows. And 6,000 pages of evidence from the Clinton Foundation investigation being looked over. Is this the end of the Clinton Foundation? Yeah, I think I think it's smelling up and rotting. That's just one issue. And the other issue.
Look at what's being talked about. They're going to testify about tax crimes. They're going to testify on pay-to-play schemes. And there's at least 7 examples that can be shown to where there were financial contributions made to the Clinton Foundation and quid pro quo turnaround favors to those people who made those payments. At least 7 examples of that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Over 6,000 pages of documents to the IRS and FBI in August of 2017. And that was the one whistleblower had their house raided by the FBI. And they were looking for what? We talked about this on our show, that was there something held back? Were they looking for other information that this whistleblower had held on to that was not turned over? Because why would they raid the house of a whistleblower who turned over the information if the information was already accessible by those law enforcement agencies? So some interesting stuff definitely going on with that.
Oh, well, exactly. But consider this, too. The pay-to-play accusations, Peter Schweitzer has written about this in Clinton Cash, but consider the pay-to-play allegations that are being levied right now, that people are saying, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. Of course, MSNBC, Conspiracy Central. But you got to look at the numbers. New York Post has shown that contributions to the Clinton Foundation, consider Clinton, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State during a three-year period from 2009. The Clinton Foundation, just in 1 year, being 2016 to 2017, the donations went from $62,912,331 in 2016, when, of course, she was still on perhaps going to be president, to $26,566,825 in 2017. But even worse, when you look at the numbers, and these are undeniable, the foundation itself, and I just want to hit this real quick, hid $2.3 million in foreign donations, $2.3 million in foreign donations from the head of the Russian government uranium company that had business before Hillary's State Department that was approved by CFIUS, of course. And CFIUS is basically the entire nine-person panel of CFIUS compromised by the entire Uranium One and other scandals. So, look, folks, this is not conspiracy theory. This is absolute truth, which is why perhaps Hillary Bill canceled their 13-city high school gymnasium tour. But anyway, $500,000 that William Jefferson Clinton bagged for a speech in Moscow paid for by a Kremlin-linked bank. You've got
while Clinton was serving at Secretary of State. Yep. I mean, she was in that office.
$26 million of their wealth comes from speaking fees by companies and organizations that are also major Clinton Foundation donors. Look, this stuff is ugly to the core, and we're expecting justice needs to be done here.
On another note, I don't know, Dan, if you saw this, but there's been a release of an IG report pertaining to the text messages, a report of investigation recovery of text messages from certain FBI mobile devices. I have not had a chance to go through this, but this is documenting the thousands of text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and many which were said to have been erased. And even in the report, they go on to say that the FBI is unable to find or recover missing text messages from Strzok and Page, but they're going to continue to dig. But that's a report I just received or just saw here as we were waiting to come on air. So that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that as well. It seems like their whole house of cards of the conspiracy against President Trump, the weaponization by the deep state of all the intelligence agencies against President Trump to fail in the end and now be exposed. We're seeing their house of cards collapse, and it's really interesting to watch. Yet I am still I don't believe we're going to see the perp box. I'm very upset that we have not seen charges brought. I know it takes a long time to build cases, but we need to see action on this. We need to get a real attorney general in there. Jeff Sessions obviously was a mistake from the beginning. He seemed to be more of a protector of the deep state and their crimes than one to go after them and expose them. But hopefully we see a turnaround with a new attorney general once they are in there sworn in. But well, I mean, when are we going to see these criminals held accountable for their crimes?
You know, you mentioned the Attorney General, and I hope people understand William Barr has been implicated. Now, look, the verification of this information is a little bit sketchy. However, it's solid enough where I would say it's been authenticated. William Barr, as the person to head the AG's office, it had a major role, if you listen to former CIA operative agent Terry Reid in his book Compromise, had a major role in the guns for drugs Iran-Contra dealings back in the 80s. So, and his name was Robert Johnson, according to Terry Reid in his book titled Compromise. So there are things that are a little bit disturbing on that front. Why him and why that position and why now? But one more thing I want to get into here as we got only have about 40 seconds here before the break. The major news on Flynn, Michael Flynn, with respect to the 302s, FD-302s. We're going to get to that here momentarily. You're listening to InfoWars. Doug and Joe Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. InfoWars, don't forget to visit InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, do your Christmas shopping. Support free speech. Support this platform. Just do it. We need everybody. They'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Doug Hagman.
Sitting in for Alex Jones, it's me, Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, HagmanReportLive.com. Also, my son, Joe Hagman, together, we are, as I said, the Hagman Report, and of course, very proud to be sitting in for InfoWars, the fourth hour, Alex Jones. The last segment, we're talking about a number of things from the Clinton Foundation, really unraveling.
Flynn.
And showing, yeah, and
General Flynn. That's where we left off.
Right, and thanks, Joe, because you and I have been looking at this, and of course, there's been a lot of major revelations here. Here's in a nutshell. Let me just give you the outline, because I think that this is extremely important. General Flynn served as National Security Advisor roughly for 24 days during the transition. Really, if you want to call it serving, it's that's perhaps generous. But for about just a little over 3 weeks, and he was interviewed by the FBI, two FBI agents, Peter Strzok truck and Joe Pientka, I believe is how you pronounce his name, on January 24th of 2017, just a couple of weeks after President Trump was sworn in.
Right. Now, what's important about this, though, that we make sure we make this distinction, is that Flynn was told not to have his lawyer with him. And as soon as the FBI agents began to question him, he realized he was being ambushed over his phone calls to Russian Ambassador Kislyak. So he was asked not to bring an attorney, which anybody who's ever going to talk to the FBI, you have an attorney present. But he was told not to bring one.
What the FBI was doing, and it was clear in the initial FD 302, the 302 form, that described them as jovial and animated and jocular and, you know, friendly. What they were doing was, this was a complete setup by the Clinton, Obama, cabal. General Flynn obviously was set up. There's no question about that. But here's what's coming to light now. Folks, you remember Ted Stevens? Does that name ring a bell? How about Enron? How about Arthur Anderson? Well, how about former federal prosecutor Sidney Powell, who wrote License to Lie? In fact, she laid out the Andrew Weissman pit bull, Creeps on a Mission. If you haven't read that book, I suggest you do, because, of course, Mueller, his FBI, really the entirety of the Intelligence Committee is broken down, and the abuses are broken down in that book that took place against Enron, that took place against Arthur Anderson in particular, that ruined a company, ruined many people's lives, and when it turned out, it was all for naught and for nothing. But what they did to Michael Flynn is, on January 24th, 2017, there was a meeting. Two FBI agents, including lead agent Peter Strzok, went to Flynn's office. And under the pretext of just talking to him, of course. And now, as Michael, as a national security advisor, he would have in the transition team, he would have cause to speak with Sergei Kislyak, a guy, by the way, who also appears in previous Hillary Clinton Foundation issues, and as well as matters relating to Uranium One, but that's another story.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
But before we get, I want to make sure that we talk about this Judge Sullivan and what this means.
Yes.
Because during the, was this not the same judge that during the Manafort case, the judge pretty much gave the prosecutors a verbal lashing about their intent to ruin Manafort's life in an effort to undermine and get President Trump, to get him to flip on President Trump?
Sullivan. You know what? I'm not 100% certain with respect I know the Manafort trial, but I'm not sure which role he played, if any, in that. But I do know, going back a little further, Emmett Sullivan was the guy who really berated Weissman and, of course, mm-hmm. the Intelligence Committee for violating all of the, for actually doing the same thing that appears to be taking place right now. And that's the fact that there's exculpatory evidence that's being withheld from him, the judge. Yeah. And don't forget, this whole thing. Well, okay, so just keep that in the back of your mind. 24th of January 2017, two FBI agents, including Strzok, of course, interview Emmett Sullivan, or interview Michael Flynn. And it was on February 14th. There was a 302, apparently, that was created on or about, on February 14th, there was a reference made to a 302 that was created either contemporaneous to or shortly after the Flynn interview on January 24th. However, and this is where it gets really dicey, and don't forget, Comey was fired on May 9th of 2017. Okay, so this is where it gets really a little bit complicated, but not so much that you can't really, you know, people can't understand it. In the run-up to sentencing, now remember, the sentencing for Michael Flynn was delayed numerous times, right?
So three times at least.
At least. Now we've got an indication on the sentencing memo that Judge Emmett Sullivan looked at from Mueller, from this crossfire hurricane that's going to turn into nothing less than, light rain, if anything. There's a 302 that's dated August 22nd of 2017, some 7 months, minus a couple of days. We'll just call it even 7 months after the interview. So what this means is, when you, the initial interview or the interview with Michael Flynn was on January 24th, 2017. No deception detected, according to Comey's his testimony.
Right.
But how in the world could he know that if he was fired in May and the 302 is dated in August of 2017, August 22nd? There's no way he could know it unless a couple of things happen. Unless he was privy to something during that time or privy to something after his firing, which is not likely. But the more likely scenario is that the forms, the 302s, were changed. And who changed them? When did they change them? And why did they change them? That's the key. That's what Evan Sullivan, Judge Evan Sullivan, said. Hey, and by the way, he said, to read this blistering statement, he said, "I want the 302s tomorrow, meaning Friday tomorrow, by 3 o'clock, and I want them all. 14. I want everything." That's right. So it's pretty interesting how this is working out.
And will those be, ever be made public? I don't know that they will. But just the fact that what Robert Mueller did, we talk about them, switching the bait and switch. They're ending the Russian collusion probe, which was the whole original mandate of the special prosecutor's mission, which usually needs an underlying crime to launch that special prosecutor's position. But there was no underlying crime. And I said this on our show, and I'll say it here. If and when Robert Mueller decides to end the collusion aspect of the investigation, I believe President Trump should fire him immediately, because now he is going outside of the scope of the authority, which there really was an authority to begin with, but in taking it to a whole nother level. And if there was ever a time that President Trump would be right in firing Robert Mueller, whether he has something to hide or not, it would be when they switch the scope of the investigation from the original mandate, which was proving Russian and Trump campaign collusion.
Well, and I totally agree, and I know you've been working on this as well, researching this as well, but I'll tell you something. The new meme, the new narrative since the Crossfire Hurricane, the Russian collusion, whatever that means, conspiracy with Russians, oh my gosh, since that's gone, guess what? They're moving, they're looking at potential funding by what? By Middle Eastern countries now. Okay,
yeah. It's a and they're so desperate. They're so desperate.
Go ahead.
Reporting Trump at one point wanting to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, which was never done, as some sort of crime or as proof of collusion, him being a business tycoon in real estate, wanting to build Trump Towers in major cities all over the world. But they are looking at things like this, like, oh, he planned to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, and trying to use that as evidence. But I did see what you said, the looking into the Middle Eastern countries now. And I don't know really what that's about, or if it's just a fishing expedition, but that's my point. This has gone so far beyond the scope of the original mandate that the president needs to end this immediately.
Exactly. And remember one name, Catherine Rumler. That's Catherine Rumler. She was the, as Dan Bongino calls her, the fixer for Obama, Obama's counsel. That name, you're going to be hearing Catherine Rumler come up more and more as this goes way out of control. The wheels come off of the Mueller investigation, and you're right, this needs to be shut down. We've got we got less than a minute, Joe. We are under fire with respect to the censorship and banning issues. Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, of course, under fire. We need to fight. We need to stick together, folks. Our message is this. We are teaming up. We need to stay together. We need to get this message out there. This is the information they want you to hear. They want you to listen to Rachel Maddow. They want you to listen to, Mika Brzezinski. Oh, gosh, they want you to listen to. So we got about 20 seconds, Joe.
Keep your eyes on South Africa. The politicians are now urging followers to kill whites, saying we will kill their children, their women, and their animals. This is reemerging as a big story, so keep your eyes on that as well.
Thanks. It's a global war. All right, thank you. It's a global war. Infowars.com, Infowars store. God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring...